Hi everyone, it's Rose.
And it's Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic. Today we're talking about Disney.
Really, Rose?
So for those listening, please be aware that if you hear some noise in the background, it is thundering and lightning at my down here in Florida again.
Again, last night it was thundering and lightning also. You were in the storm season, I think.
Welcome to the rainy season. It will go until November.
Lovely. It's raining here in Jersey, too, but nothing like it's doing in Florida, and our temperatures are cool tonight.
We don't actually have too much actual rain, just really thunder right now, so.
That's a shame. Well, anyway, be safe.
I'm staying inside.
Good idea. So, Rose, how many more days of school do you have?
Too many.
That's what I'm saying. Well, good for you.
By the time this episode airs, I will be done with the school year, so.
Yay! And I will have a lot left.
Anyways, let's go to Disney news.
You got it. Okay. Want me to start?
You may start.
Okay. The big thing, which Rose is going to love, is her favorite character came out in a live stream Disney. It made a record-breaking $183 million. And what movie is that, Rose?
That is the new Lilo and Stitch movie, which is a live action movie, not a live stream.
Oh, sorry. I meant live action. Thank you for correcting me. And what's funny is when I was doing some research on this, it was actually originally just going to be on Disney Plus. So, but it actually was in the movies. I'm trying to think. We talked before about the number one movie. I don't know if it was Lion King or something, but I think it surpassed that. It was so amazing from what I hear from my kids at school.
That is cool. I do know Lion King is one of the biggest Disney movies there is. So,
yeah, we talked about it before. It's in one of our podcasts. We can go back. My second news is, according to Disney, on July 20th, 2025, they're bringing back the beautiful nighttime parade. It's called Disney Dream the Night Away, and it's going to make its debut, like I said, on the 30th of July. And it's the first time that the Magic Kingdom is going to be offering a year-round nighttime parade. I looked online at it, and it's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
It is really pretty. It looks very nice. Just so people are aware, there's merch to go along. So the merch is going to be, there's going to be a special popcorn, which is always exciting. Popcorn is delicious. I love popcorn. It is going to be blues and pinks, and there you can get it probably over by the popcorn section. But it's going to have bubble gum and blue raspberry candy popcorn, M&M's milk chocolate candies, mini marshmallows, and a white chocolate drizzle. It looks absolutely decadent.
Do you eat it or like put it in a bowl? Well, good.
Well, you can't get it refillable. Bucket, you have to get it regular. There's also going to be t-shirts. There's going to be a light up bubble wand.
There's going to be a pin.
There's going to be light up ear headband, and it looks like there's a towel
or a blanket. That's kind of cool for the summer. Yeah, okay.
Could also be a blanket. I'm not entirely sure. New critter inspired Tiana's Bayou and Adventure merchandise has come out, including pins, hats, ears, all of the fun stuff.
Okay. Why didn't they bring it out a little while ago? Because Tiana's Bayou has been open for like a month now, right?
It's been open for almost a year-ish now.
It's been a year already.
But they cycle different merchandises in at different times, Mom.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay.
Probably get you.
Got it. Okay.
There's going to be a new saying when you get on a tram.
Just going to, what?
They changed the speech for the trams.
Oh, it's pre-recorded. You know, they did that in Jersey too because of a lawsuit, which is kind of funny. Watch the tram car, please. You know, the Jersey Shore tram.
No more watch the tram car, please.
It's the recording of the voice. And so I don't know if they re-recorded it. I have to look into it, but I just heard that last month. So. Yes. You're talking about the tram that takes you in the parking lot.
Yeah. There is also going to be a new thing for Disney annual pass holders that actually came out today. So good thing we're recording again.
Okay.
So the thing is, pass holders were able to go into any park after 2 p.m. on any day with that's not a weekend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With no reservation. Only until July 20th can they still do that in Magic Kingdom on weekdays without a reservation. After July 20th, you're going to have to have a reservation to go into Magic Kingdom. Unless you're park hopping, that's a different thing.
Why? Why would they do that?
Because people go into Magic Kingdom during the week, as it's the busiest park, yeah, I'm guessing.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's my guess. I don't actually know. I am not a Disney Imagineer.
Very true. Not yet, right?
Yeah. There's going to be a same-day dining information podium at Disney Springs, which you can go to over by the Orange Garage, which will give you information on what reservations are available on that day, so you don't have to use your app.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the most amazing thing, because when you are flustered, you haven't made a reservation and you're looking through the app and you're looking, it's very difficult just to go and say, I need dinner. And they'll tell you, oh, well, this reservation. What a great customer guest service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last news that I have is about CommuniCore Hall is going to be Goofy Core.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's going to be decorated. It's going to be mostly it's a cool kids summer, but I'm sure that you're allowed to come even if you're an adult and have no kids. Mm-hmm. There's going to be dancing. There are going to be some activities like the parachute, but there's also going to be things like limbo and other group challenges.
Okay. I think that sounds like fun. I'm sure you'll be doing it.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot noisier than I'm used to, though, so that's not as much fun.
The one other thing I forgot about was Loungefly came out with a new, I think it was a Goofy, probably because of the hall. It's like commemorating it all, but I believe it was a beach one, and it was really cute.
So, I believe there's so much Goofy stuff because it's an anniversary of the Goofy movie this year.
Oh my gosh, with Max. I remember that.
Good movie. Definitely should watch it again.
Definitely. Okay. So last weekend we talked about first timers, what not to miss at the park, what to do at the park. Little tips. What?
More things just like you're going, what do you need to prepare to go?
Okay. Yes. True. This week we're talking about
Magic Kingdom.
Definitely. And if we have time, we might go to another park, but if not, we'll do it next week. Rose and I went through and our top one or two or three rides, food, entertainment, and other ideas for each of the parks. And I mean, Magic was hard. Epcot's going to be the hardest because you don't want to like say, oh, go here, 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 and here. You know, you want to tell them this is your first time. This is the place you need to go. Yeah. Very hard.
So before we get into that, though, let's just talk about the setup of Magic Kingdom, as Magic Kingdom is the most iconic park down here.
Yes, it is.
It is going to be probably the one you think of most when you think of Disney. It's going to be the one with the castle.
Mm-hmm.
It is also very similarly set up to Disneyland. So some of the things that we talk about might also transfer over to Disneyland. At least I know for my rides they do, but.
Yes.
So Disney World, though, is where we're going to be talking about. So Magic mm-hmm. Kingdom is set up. People call it a spoke and a wheel. Right. There's a Main Street that you enter into. And at the very end of Main Street is the castle.
But we're going to go back. When you walk into Main Street, when you walk into foot, when you go through the gates and you step foot into that little circle area that you're going to trip because there's a, a tram car that they have that goes through there?
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, you have to look down because there is the little ruts in the road for like an old time trolley car.
Trolley car, yeah.
But then you walk and you're like, the smells hit you. Like all of a sudden the magic, it's like, almost like you're transported. You know, like in the movie Narnia, when they walk through the closet? That's how it is when you first step foot into Magic Kingdom. You have lots of shops. There are confectionaries on the right. Shops are mostly on the left when you first walk in. There's a confectionery store where you need to get a caramel apple. And then there's like jewelry stores, but you're walking down Main Street and you're getting closer and closer and closer to Cinderella's castle. lots of photo people there. They'll take your picture, or as Rose said last week, they'll take your camera and they will take the picture for you. And then you get closer and closer and closer. And then the castle is in front of you. And no matter where you are on Main Street or off to the sides, like Rose is going to explain, you have a view of the castle. There are so many picture sites. There's also water. You know, it's really breathtaking, and it's something that, you know, you'll see it and you'll have that memory forever.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead about your spokes now.
All right. The first spoke, I'm going to go off to the left into Adventureland.
Okay.
Is adventure and kind of pirate themed.
Right.
The different areas in Adventureland. You're going on an adventure. It's, mm-hmm. And then there's going to be, just so you're aware, there's going to be connections all over the place to the other sections. And you can go from Adventureland into the area where Tiana's is, which is also Adventureland.
Yeah. Isn't it border on Frontierland?
Frontierland. My brain froze for a second.
That's okay.
Then there's also Frontierland and Liberty Square, which is not really a land, but is also, because that's where there's a few rides there too.
It's kind of like a landing area. You know, it's America. Yeah. You know, Disney's in America. So it's kind of like an American theme USA kind of thing.
Yes.
Like a stopping point.
And then you're going to go, we're going to continue going now. We're going around the spoke, and we're actually going to go straight right behind the castle to Fantasyland, which is probably the biggest area currently.
Isn't that like the current, where's the most kid area? Isn't that Fantasyland?
The most kid area is the circus area right behind Fantasyland.
And then where's the carousel and the Winnie the Pooh, all that stuff? Isn't that Fantasyland? Okay. So Fantasyland is definitely for kids, little ones.
Not just for little kids. There's still other things in that area too.
My favorite ride's there.
Mine Train is there too. I don't think that's a kiddie thing.
Whoa. Yeah, no, it's not.
So in the back behind is where you're going to find the circus area. That is a little bit more kiddie themed. And then the last section is Tomorrowland, which is probably my favorite section.
That's with Space Mountain?
Yes.
Okay.
In Stitch.
And then it comes right back into the center of Main Street. And there are also lots of shortcuts. If you need to get somewhere quick, you can use your app. But if you ask a Disney cast member, they'll be like, okay, go here, take a left at the garbage can, and then go straight. You know, they'll help you get to where you need to do. And there's always Disney people around.
Oh, there's so many cast members. Mm-hmm. You will not go far without finding one.
True.
Okay, so that is basically a rundown of what the map is going to look like in verbal form. So we all have our own favorite sections, but just because our one section is our favorite doesn't mean the rides we are going to be recommending is in that section.
True.
Or really any of the food or anything that I actually put on this list.
No, it's more like we looked at Magic and said, what do we love? What do we have? Like, when I go there in July, it's like, oh, these are things I have to do.
And I looked at it as more as, okay, someone is coming for the first time. This is what I think is essential.
Like me, I only go twice a year.
Yes, but you've been enough times that the essential things aren't as essential for you now.
Yeah, also age difference. You know, you're half my age. You can talk for like the younger people, maybe the new moms, the new families, you know, the younger, not married yet people, where I'm more like the older people, grandparents.
Yeah, I will say that I did think about people who have children during this time as well.
No, I didn't.
Different approaches. That's why we have two of us.
That's good. Okay, are you ready?
Yes. What would you like to start with? Rides, food, entertainment, other?
I would do rides. Let's start with that. Because if you don't go according to the spreadsheet, I get messed up.
Okay, let's start with rides. Okay. And in Magic Kingdom, the first ride I'm going to recommend is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Me too. That was my number one. You know, I'm not a Pirates of the Caribbean movie watcher because I love Johnny Depp, but there's something nostalgic about that ride and the song and the smells, and it's like pure Disney.
It's also cool.
Yeah, true.
In the hot day.
Very true. No splash zone, anything like that. It's a water ride. But there was once that Johnny Depp was actually in there. Was that at Disneyland?
Land, yeah.
Darn it. Okay.
But you might get a little bit, a couple splashes on you, but it's not actually going to really get you wet.
Okay.
So what's your next ride?
Winnie the Pooh. It's lines sometimes get a little long. They say to go to Peter Pan. I'm more of a Winnie the Pooh fan. Peter Pan did not excite me when we went, because we did both of them. But with Winnie the Pooh, everyone knows the 100 Acre Woods. Everyone knows all the characters. So you actually go in this little, I don't know what it is. Is it a boat?
Honeypot.
Teapot. Okay.
Honeypot.
Honeypot. Sorry. Honeypot. I should know that. And you go around and you actually see where he lives. You see his friends. You see Rabbit's Garden. And you, it's beautiful. It's my favorite.
She does very much enjoy it. There's also a little gift shop at the end.
There is, and you have to buy something each time you leave there. Oh, also, at the end of all the rides, there's always gift shops. Not all of them, but there's always going to be gift shops. Yeah.
I will say something really cool about Winnie the Pooh is it has the most interactive queue.
Oh, you're right. It does. I forgot about that.
The queue is absolutely amazing. It will keep your little ones entertained.
Very true.
So my next is does have a slightly interactive queue at one section, though that section is not always open, is the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I love the musical instrument graveyard section when it's open. But
yeah. Also, what's the secret on there that you actually found?
There is a little hidden ring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. I find Haunted Mansion, it is a dark ride, and it can be a little spooky.
Mm-hmm. Especially at the end when a ghost appears holographed in your shoulders at the end of the ride. And kids, if you don't know that's there, the kids will get spooked.
Yeah, you also are going to go through a graveyard too. So just be aware of that.
Yeah. The other thing, Rose, is we didn't talk about, there's all hidden Mickeys all around Disney World. Hidden Mickeys or just Mickey Mouse ears, like the black silhouette with the two ears, in different colors, different shapes, different mediums. It's on the ground, it's in the air. Sometimes they'll do a floral arrangement, but there are hidden Mickeys everywhere throughout the park. There are books you can buy. I know you and your sister gave me one for, I think, Mother's Day, because we were going. You can go online and find them. So there's so many little hidden treasures that Walt Disney thought of that make your experience another level. Like, this is your first time, maybe you'll do it. The second time, maybe you'll do it. Are you looking outside at the Thunder Rose?
I am, but I'm also thinking about the fact that there's a hidden Mickey that appears once a year.
What do you mean?
Oh, so over the aerial queue, there's these little light spots that go through because they put little from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year, they line up to form a Mickey Mouse.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. When is it? Did they tell you what day?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Is it in July?
No.
Oh, darn.
We're already past this year, I believe.
Okay. Okay, what's your second favorite? I mean, you did. What's your third favorite? Do you have one?
I do. I know you had one too, so.
Yep. Which one?
Oh, actually, I put the iconic.
Carousel?
No.
Iconic. What is iconic?
The iconic ride of Disney.
Oh, People Mover.
It's a small world after all.
Oh, got it.
Because honestly, if it is your first time going to Disney, that is kind of important.
Because that song is going to stick in your head for the rest of your life once you go there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to stick forever. You're never getting out of your head.
True. Yep.
Never.
Nope. It's all little dolls. You take a boat ride. Again, no splashes or anything. And it's dolls set up in different countries. They're redoing the dolls too, which is nice. So you'll be able to see the old and the new.
Yeah.
So, and
sometimes there might be one that's not working.
Yes. And don't be afraid to ask cast members questions about the ride. Like, if you have a question, they are more than happy to help you understand like what the basis of the ride is, what the ride is, why it's there. Cause most of the people are, it's just amazing. Okay.
You're not wrong.
Yes.
Also, it's November when it's available.
What's about
the hidden Mickey and Ariel's?
Ooh. Oh, shoot. I have a wedding. I can't go in November. Darn. Okay. My last is the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. It is under refurbishment, I think you said right now, Rose?
It's going to be, yeah.
Okay. It's where you sit in this car. It's neon. You have a little light thing that goes ping, 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 ping. And you have to shoot little Z's all over. And if you shoot the Z, you get points. It's not like the other one, the other, which is the Toy Story Mania, where you have to pull the little carnival thing and your arm gets tired. This is where you just shoot everything in sight and the points, and they're going to make it easier because they're changing the targets. But we have a competition in our family that we do with this. Uh-huh. And yeah. What's the matter? What are you looking at?
Who wins every time?
Okay. Rose is, we're doing this video to video for each other, zooming. And Rose is looking out her window. And I'm like, what are you looking at?
The rain.
Make sure that everything's still there. But Rose, I think Munchkin was the champion when she was younger. But Rose, like, surpasses everyone. She gets, like, in the six. Did you get, is there seven digits? Because you've gotten pretty high. You've got, like, 900,000.
There is six digits, and I maxed it out.
You did.
Multiple times.
And I'm proud to say, if I get up to 150, I'm happy. But I love it. It's fun. But you have to control the car. So when Rose and I are in the same car, I control it and I hit it so that she doesn't have a good aim.
Man, she is always doing that. Every time I'm lined up, she will hit the thing and make me move. I'm like, Mom.
Yeah, that's because I want, and you still get high score. So it doesn't work for you. Okay, so those are our rides. Let's go on to food.
Food. I love food.
You have to love food going to Disney. And again, like you mentioned, there's vegan, that there's gluten-free, there's allergy-free, there's everything at Disney for anyone. Just ask.
So my recommendation is going to be something that you can get in Magic Kingdom. You can also get it other places, but they have some really good ones in Magic Kingdom, and that is the tots. They are the potato barrels. And I love them. Okay. I love, they have a cheddar bacon one, ranch one over in Friar's Nook.
Mm-hmm.
They have a breakfast one over by the, at Friar's Nook as well. I believe the launching pad had one. No, not the launching pad. Another section had it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, tots. Love them. Well,
what you mentioned about Friar's Nook too, that's like one of those like small convenience, what is it, quick service?
Quick services, yeah.
Yeah, throughout the park, you'll have dinners, you'll have, what's the second one?
You'll have sit-down, which is the ones where you're going to, it's like going to a regular restaurant.
Right.
There is quick service, which is, I guess they usually call it more fast food-ish. Right. Some of them will have some places to sit, some places don't really have very much. And there's also snack shacks, which is just basically a booth.
Yes. And that's, and it's, there's so much grab and go, which is nice, and there's so much variety, but the tots are very good. The tots with the macaroni and cheese and the pulled pork on it in one of the other parks was so good. I think that was Hollywood.
I think you think about the one with the chili, but yes.
Okay. My favorite is when you're walking down Main Street, you have the awe. You've got the castle on the left, castle in front of you. Make a left if you're going toward Frontierland.
Oh, you're going to go right to my second thing.
Yeah, but mine comes first. There is a little red trolley car there that sells a Mickey pretzel. Oh, it's so good. And you can ask without cheese, which I do, and it's a discount. It's like a dollar less. And it is iconic. And then you hold your pretzel up, and you smile, and you have the castle behind you, and you got the most iconic picture ever.
You're not wrong on that one.
And then you keep going past mine, and you get to Rose's next favorite.
At the entrance to Adventureland, there is the sometimes open spring roll cart.
Yeah, it's so yum. Good.
It's so you can buy two spring rolls here. You can get one. There's two flavors at a time. You can get two of one flavor or one of each. And the current flavors are cheeseburger and pepperoni pizza.
Oh, my gosh. I want to try that. We never tried the pepperoni pizza, did we?
We did.
Oh, we did. Okay. They were really good. They're so yummy and crispy and crunchy. Okay.
But what's really cool about it is the cheeseburger is always going to be there, but the second one changes.
Okay. So
right now it is pepperoni pizza, but there's been buffalo chicken. There's mm-hmm. been Reuben. There's been cheesesteak. There's been bacon, mac and cheese. Wow. There's even been a Cuban version.
Wow. That sounds really good.
It is slightly unpredictable on the times that it will change. So I can't guarantee that that one will be here, or it might be here for 3 years. Who knows?
True. My last one is a sit down. This is my favorite, one of my favorite restaurants in Magic Kingdom. It's called Crystal Palace. When you walk down Main Street, everything's to the left. You take a left and it's there. You do need reservations because it gets very crowded. It's there's characters that walk around. They stop at every single table. There's photo ops, and it's a buffet. There's a breakfast buffet, lunch, or dinner. I would suggest doing the dinner. One of the reasons that I like it too is when you're walking around the park and it's, you know, 5, 6 o'clock, your feet are killing you. You want a place to sit down. You can sit down and you can also see the fireworks from some of the tables.
Tables.
Yeah. But there's a carving station. There's salads. There's shrimp. There's a kids area. It's a little, well, it's not really that expensive compared to like other restaurants, but it's definitely one that I enjoy going to. Plus, there's Winnie the Pooh there.
And now, interesting enough, I have the opposites on my list. Is I don't recommend a sit down.
Okay.
And that is because, especially at Magic Kingdom, there are so many things to do.
True.
And you're going to be encased in the magic, and then suddenly you have to take a break. And it's going to take a chunk out of your day.
Oh, definitely. Not if you, yeah, true.
So
that's like Rose and I, we are opposites on what we like. Sometimes we like the same things, we like opposites. That's why I think a podcast really works for us, because we do have different points of view.
Yeah. Alrighty. So on to entertainment and other.
You got it. I don't have any other, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe. I just have entertainment.
And I guess we both said the fireworks, correct?
Yes, we both said the fireworks. The nighttime fireworks, spectacular. I also talked about my other one, a picture in front of the castle. Obviously, you need that. And if you go get your Mickey pretzel, put it in front of you, like I said, with you, and then the castle behind it. Iconic picture. How about you?
My thing is, so a lot of families love character meet and greets. We're not a huge character family person, I believe. But
no, we're not.
So it's going to be a long line no matter where you're going in Magic Kingdom for a character meet and greet. So my recommendation is, instead of going to a specific character meet and greet, go to Enchanted Tales with Belle, where your kid can volunteer to help tell the story of Belle with Belle. And you can also be chosen as one of the two adults.
Is it actual Beast? Because the Beast is frightening to kids.
You're not going to see the Beast. You're just going to see Belle. One of the kids is going to act as the Beast.
Oh, very nice. Cute. I like that. We have to go. I haven't seen that yet, so we have to go.
Yeah. So it's entertainment. Your kid gets to move around while doing the meet and greet. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. My last one is Mickey's Philharmonic. It's where you go inside, you sit in theater seating, and it's a huge stage with a screen on it, and they project a show for you. It's air conditioned. There's animation, like water squirts at you. There's a smell. And then at the very, it's the Sorcerer's Apprentice, right, Rose?
I yes. Think
it's the Sorcerer, yeah, where it's that story, and there's so much music.
Huh? It's Donald goes through different musical things, and Sorcerer's Apprentice is part of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. With the magical hat. And it is loud, but it's air conditioning. Yep. 3D. 3D? Really?
Yeah.
I forgot there was glasses there. Yeah, you do. That's right, because things come out at you. It's amazing. I love it.
Be aware. There is a slight chance of motion sickness, as there is with all 3D. I don't normally get motion sickness with anything, but this one makes me nauseous.
Mm-hmm. It could be also the surround sound. I mean, it is. You were immersed in it.
Oh, so. It is very loud.
Yeah, it is loud. So how about you? I don't have your screen up, so.
I do have something else.
Excellent. What do you got?
So if you go into the back to the circus section where you're in Neville, you will never catch my mother, but there is a splash zone for kids.
Why won't you catch your mother? Why won't I be back there?
Circus.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Okay.
But there's also a bathroom area, so you can change your kid as well after they get wet or before they get wet, and mm-hmm. they can jump around in a water splash area.
Very nice. It is a cute area, but you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the train lets you off there too, doesn't it?
It does.
That's something we should also add. Everyone should take the train all the way around the park. That's a fun ride.
It is a very fun ride.
Okay. Other?
That is my other, actually.
Oh.
It's a splash zone, because I love splash zones. That's good. Any time that they give a playground for children, I'm very happy, because it gives kids a spot to get restless energy out, if that makes sense. Because even though it's Disney and there's a lot of walking, the kids, when they're in line for long periods of time, need to get that energy out.
Very true. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All right. I don't think we're going to have enough time for a second park today, though, because it's been over 30 already.
Got it. Okay.
But I do
We got
an email.
Oh, fantastic. What does it say?
It says, Hi, I know the kids menu in Magic Kingdom. There is a salmon dish with rice and green beans at Columbia Harbor House or grilled shrimp. It'd be great for the healthy food, healthy and in budget.
Well, thank you very much for emailing us about that. We love it. And we definitely wanted to mention you on air.
Yes, I did. It actually came while we were recording, too.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So why don't you give our email?
Our email is enchantingmagicpod@gmail.com. Pod is spelled P-O-D.
And we have other ways to contact us, which is?
We do have a TikTok and Instagram, even though we're not the most upkeep of posting, but we do check it.
You mean Rose is not the most upkeep of posting?
I am in the last week of school.
I figured when I come down in July, we will start posting and start using those more often so that we can get used to it.
Or also at least make a bunch of videos so that we can post over the year.
Oh, that's a good idea too. Okay.
Well, thank you for everyone for spending a magical 30 plus minutes with us. I hope that you have a magical night or day or whatever time you're listening to this.